You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
There is optimism abound in every spring training site this time of year, including the Anaheim Angels. Let's talk to Richard Justice about what's going on there. I'm Allison Sweater. Richard, sounds like everything is just humming along happily in Angels camp. Mike Socha has, given some interesting insight lately. One of the things that maybe someone that was considered an extra player in camp might get to the big leagues because of how long spring training is. It gives them a longer look, I guess. So Socha's going to be kind of looking out for that, huh?
Yeah, every team has extra players in camp because you have an extra week of spring training and a lot of exhibition games. The Cubs, I think, have 39 pitchers in camp. The Angels have 36 pitchers. And one of the things Mike Socha said is, I'm telling you right now, some of these guys are going to get looks they wouldn't get in a normal spring training, and there's going to be players, a few players, that are going to play in the big leagues because of the opportunity afforded them by the World Baseball Classic. And I thought that was a classic way a baseball guy would look at it. We're all griping, hey, it's too long this year, there are too many games. The way a baseball guy looks at it is, there's extra opportunity in this. We're not crazy about having an extra week, but somebody's going to take advantage of it and something good's going to come out of it.
Yeah, and on that note, it would also seem like because of the amount of players that are leaving the teams to go play for their respected World Baseball Classic teams, that's also there are actual games to be played back at the spring training sites and guys that need to fill those spots. So I guess that's another way that somebody might be able to win a job.
Yeah, it is, and it's interesting. I was in with Seattle. Seattle's got 11 players, including their three cornerstone players, all headed to the WBC. But, for instance, Manny Banuelos pitched yesterday. He's a guy, a non-roster guy. My associate's not even going to give the ball to his top three guys, Shoemaker, Skaggs, and Richards, until this weekend. So here's a chance. Here's a chance to open some eyes and make one more run at it. For a guy like Ben Revere, probably extra at bats for him, even though he figures to be on the team. So it's cool the way guys look at it, and they look at it like, hey, I've been where these guys are, or a lot of us have been where these guys are, and instead of griping about it, we're going to take advantage of it.
So this is a great time to overreact, which is why I love talking about spring training baseball this time of year, because we don't have a lot to go on, right? So we don't have any regular season games to pontificate about. And we certainly, the only thing that we can judge anything on is by spring training, which is actually the worst way to judge how a player is doing. But it's the only thing we have to talk about. So let's overreact. CJ Cron hit a home run. Oh, my gosh. So that's just great for him, right?
But it is good for him, and it's good for him in that he ultimately is going to be competing for playing time with Luis Valbuena after Albert Pujols comes back. Now, we don't know when Albert's going to be back. Could be May 1, become June 1. But he, a couple of months ago, he figured to be the guy. Like, he's going to DH first base, however they work that out. Now they go out and sign Valbuena. They give him enough money that he's going to play. So now it's problematic for Cron. So, it's not just the young guys feel like they've got to open somebody's eyes and get people out. Like Jesse Chavez, he's got to go out. He's been around long enough. He's not a kid anymore to win a spot in the rotation or the bullpen or wherever they're going to put him. He's got to go get results in spring training. And while they're often deceptive and, general managers say they build a roster in the offseason, they build a roster in spring training, and then they build it again during the season. So ultimately, you get the best guys up there. But it's important when you have an opportunity, you take advantage of it. And that's what I always liked about the late in spring training games where we're all going, okay, let's get this over with. For the baseball guys, for the scouts, instructors and all, it's sometimes the best time of the game, because for a Mike Trout, for guys like that, it's just, hey, get your bats in, get your running in, then get out of here and let guys that are trying to prove themselves do it. And it's important.
Yeah, as I'm talking to different reporters from different teams, and there seems to be a general theme, and that nobody's really participating, pitching-wise, sometimes position player-wise. I mean, there's such limited playing time being given to anybody in these first few games. So most managers are like, so-and-so and so-and-so, and you named like seven guys that don't need to be seeing any spring training games in February. And the Angels are the same way. So with this elongated spring training, it sounds like the most teams are just actually treating it as if it's not longer, and they're almost disregarding these first few games because you can't really play them that much during spring training, right? I mean, but the position players get like 60 at-bats, maybe 60 plate appearances.
Yeah, and you ask,
that's about it.
Yeah, and you ask each guy, what do you need? How many would you like to have before you're comfortable? You know, some guys will want 80. Some guys will want less than that. I mean, a guy like Pujols is a guy that, even though he's played forever, will want extra at-bats. You know, I'm sure Mike Trout could get 5 at-bats and then be ready to go. But and you know what happens is when a kid does something and then they meet a guy in June or July, what that kid did will stick in the mind of Charlie Nagy, the pitching coach, or Socha, or somebody else. Ultimately, it'll be the general manager, Billy Epler, will say, hey, here's who our guys have got. In the Orioles, Buck Showalter calls his AAA and AA manager all the time and just says, okay, what do you got for me today? Here's what I need. What do you do? And this is why a roster is not 40 guys. You know, a roster is not 25. It's 50 or 60. And you're going to probably need too many of those before the season's over. Dave Roberts spoke to the Dodgers the other day and says, hey, boys, we had 55 players last year. So don't think your time here is being wasted. You're not just fodder for to get us ready for the season. And that's true with all these teams.
Okay, the last question I'm going to ask you is completely off the field. So you've been covering baseball a long time, and we're surveying our colleagues about this fond memories that you have covering baseball, traveling around, following a team, anything that stands out in your illustrious career as something fond of covering baseball.
1986, Game 6 of the World Series. The ball went through Bill Buckner's legs. I was in Shea Stadium. I was working at the Washington Post. Tim Kirchen was working at the Baltimore Sun. We're sitting side by side in a small radio booth down the third base line at Shea Stadium. The way I remember it is we were alone in that booth. But anyway, the ball goes through Buckner's legs. And here comes out of the upper deck at Shea Stadium, some fan had what felt like a 5-gallon cup of beer. And the beer comes out of the press box, I mean out of the upper deck, defying all laws of gravity, splashed on both of us. We're soaking wet. For the whole rest of the playoffs, our laptops smell like stale beer, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and he says, honestly, I think you got more on you than I did.
So it didn't ruin any of the equipment that you had with you. It just
no, people. But see, people talk about Bill Buckner. Every time I see the front frame of that, all I can think about is, duck, there's beer coming.
Hey, Richard, you win the prize for the most interesting story so far. So. Thank you. Thank you as always, and I'm sure we will catch up with you very soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.